Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chedi and Induwa Rampol Chedi.
I am reading from the book of Psalm 116. Verse 1 says, I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call upon Him as long as I live. The psalmist is writing, talking about his great experiences. Obviously, the psalmist had a great experience where God answered his prayer, gave him a great deliverance, and now he's praising and thanking God, and he's saying, I love you, Lord, because you heard my prayer. And because you heard my prayer, I will call upon you for the rest of my life. So, God answered his prayer, God gave him a great deliverance, and now he's expressing how much he loves God and promising that he will call upon God for the rest of his life. And I'm pretty sure many of us could relate to that. Whenever we go through some kind of trial and God gives us a victory, whenever we see one of our enemies suffer, or whenever we see some blessing come upon us that we weren't expecting, it is really easy to praise God, to thank God, to vow to serve Him for life. You want to pray. You feel like praying, because if you know God is answering your prayers and God is hearing you and God is taking you through a season of triumph and victory, it is really easy to pray. Because you kind of go through a euphoric high. And it is really easy during those times to serve God. But the problem is, that kind of high is temporary. I remember a few years ago, 2009, almost 9 years ago, I was abducted at gunpoint. And I spent about half an hour in the trunk of my car while they drove off. And during that time, I was just praying and crying out to God. And because I was so sure I was going to die. Because why would they put me in the trunk of a car if they just wanted to steal the car? So they took me, eventually dropped me off in an abandoned oil field. And they had me tied up on the ground. One of them had a gun pointing to my head. And the others in the background were saying, shoot him, kill him, kill him, shoot him. And I remember just praying silently to myself, Lord, my life is in your hands. They could do nothing to me other than what you allow them to do. And they didn't shoot me. They drove off with the car and they left me there. And I was able to free myself and find help. And we actually got back the car 3 days later. But for a period afterwards, I felt as though I was walking on air. I never felt like a victim. And let me tell you why. Because I know of many other people who were in that situation. In fact, around the same time that happened, we read in the papers how somebody who was missing for a few days, they found him dead in some cane field with a bullet wound to his head. And that could so easily have been me. But instead, God spared my life, not because I deserved it, but because of His mercy. He just chose to be merciful to me, because the Bible says God will be merciful on whom He chooses to show mercy. And when you go through a period like that, you go through a period, a high, where you are walking on air, where you know that God is for you. You know that God had a chance to get rid of you and He chose not to. And that's how I felt for a few days, a few weeks afterwards. And I remember thinking to myself, I will serve God for the rest of my life. I will make the devil regret the day he tried to kill me. And you know, you go through that high. During that period of high, you vow to serve God, you love God, you want to pray, you just feel like seeking God because you know what God has done for you. And it is really easy during those times when you go through a high to want to pray, to feel like praying. But many of us will attest that that high is very often temporary. It is the same kind of high that a drug user will get when he injects himself with heroin or he sniffs cocaine or smokes marijuana. It gives them a temporary high, but then it wears off. And then the low that they fall back into is worse than how it was before. So therefore they crave that drug again, because that drug gives them, it's just a temporary high. And whenever we get a major victory in our spiritual life, we go through a temporary high when it's really easy to pray, it's really easy to serve God and to live holy. But the problem comes in when trials come. When trials come and we find that our prayers are not being answered, things change. You see, if you know that God is going to answer your prayer, you will pray 24/7. You will spend the whole night praying if you know that God is going to answer your prayer. But then when you start going through trials and you start going through periods where God is not answering your prayers and you feel like your prayers have hit a ceiling, and no matter what you do, no matter how much you cry, no matter how much you call upon God, it feels as though nothing is changing. In fact, it may feel as though things are getting worse. And when you go through those times, very often you're tempted to say to yourself, well, what is even the point in praying? If God is not going to answer my prayer, then what is the point? Why am I even praying? What is the point even going to church? What is the point even living for God if God doesn't care about me? And we've all been there, right? It doesn't make you an unholy person. It doesn't make you a bad person. We've all been there, if we are honest, where we go through these trials and we threaten to backslide. We threaten that if God doesn't bless us by such and such a time, we will walk away. And you know, we try to walk away and then we realize we can't go, because just like Jeremiah, the word of God shoots up like fire in our bones. Or just like Peter, we realize, where else could we go? It's only you have the words of eternal life. And we go through those ups and downs. We are committed to God. We will not leave God. We will not walk away. But at the same time, you don't feel like praying. At the same time, you really don't feel like going to church. At the same time, you love God. You know deep down inside, you will never leave God. You will never walk away. You will never forsake Him. But you don't feel it anymore. It's just not there. It is really easy to serve God when your prayers are being answered. But when God stops answering your prayer, suddenly all of that high goes away. That euphoria goes away. So let's read how the psalmist David handled the situation. So we just read Psalm 116, where he said, I love the Lord because you heard my prayer. And because of that, I will call upon you as long as I live. Then verse 3 says, the pains of death surrounded me, and the pangs of hell laid hold on me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. So in the first two verses of this psalm, he's talking about how he just feels like praying, how he will always pray, and he will always call upon God, and how he loves God after God delivered him. But the next two verses talk about what happened before God delivered him, while he was going through his trial, when sorrows just came upon him, when the pains of death surrounded him, when hell laid hold on him. He said, I called upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I implore you, deliver my soul. The word called upon the name of the Lord is the same word that's translated cried out to God in other scriptures. he cried out to God in desperation. So, we see that the psalmist is not just saying, I will call upon God when everything is good. But even when things were not good, when he didn't feel like praying, the psalmist still disciplined himself that he would cry out to God and pray to God and seek God and call upon God anyway. Even when he didn't feel like it, he made the sacrifice and he went down and he cried out to God. And it was after that that God heard him, and then he praised God. There is a scripture in the book of James that said, are you cheerful? Sing psalms. Are you going through trials? Pray. So there's a different way we react when we go through different phases in life. When we go through our highs, when everything is going for us and we are walking on air, it is really easy to praise God, to seek him, to thank him. We want to go to church. We want to pray. But when you're going through your trials, you don't feel it anymore. But here we see that Psalmist David, he disciplined himself. That regardless of what he felt, that didn't stop him from going and seeking God and praying and crying out to God. When that trial comes, it's very tempting, but we don't live by feelings. Feelings come and go. Feelings are temporary. Your feelings react to situations, but discipline remains constant regardless of what trial you go through. My exhortation to you, don't become a druggy Christian. You know how a druggy, they will always be happy when they inject themselves and they feel that temporary high, but then they go back down to this low. Don't be a druggy Christian. Be a disciplined Christian. A Christian who, even though they will go through trials, even though they will go through difficult times, they will still have the discipline to make the sacrifice, to cry out to God, to pray, to seek him anyway. And when you go and you pray, it might feel dry. You wouldn't feel the same emotions, and you might be tempted to think God is not there. But God sees that sacrifice. Just like when the psalmist cried out to God in the midst of his trials, God saw the sacrifice. And in fact, that kind of prayer is worth infinitely more than praying when you're high. Because it's easy to pray when you're high. Not so easy to pray when you're low. So my encouragement to you, don't be a druggy Christian. Be a disciplined Christian. Call upon him anyway. Even when you don't feel like it, lock yourself in and just cry. If you have to quarrel with God or argue with God, go ahead and do that. There's no rule that says you have to feel a certain way when you pray. But there is a rule that says you have to pray always. Seek him. Cease not. Pray and cease not. There are no formulas. There are no gimmicks. Sometimes you just have to make that sacrifice and pray and keep on praying. Seek God and keep on seeking. And eventually, God will hear you. God will answer you. And God will turn your trial around. And you will go through that high. And you will just love God just like the psalmist prayed. But that does not come without discipline. Feel free to pick up our book, Small Devil, Big God. It's in Mohammed's bookstores. It's in Charon's bookstores. And also Christian Education Center in Trinity City Mall. And I pray that that book will be a tremendous blessing to you, as it has been to many other people. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time. Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induro Rampal Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.